Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It is wrong that Senator Obama got to go through 15 debates trumpeting his superior judgment and how he had been against the war in every year, enumerating the years, and never got asked one time, not once. Well, how could you say that when you said in 2004 you didn't know how you would have voted on the resolution? You said in 2004 there was no difference between you and George Bush on the war.
Aye.
And you took that speech you're now running on off your website in 2004.
Yuck.
And there's no difference in your voting record and Hillary's ever since.
Aye.
Give me a break. This whole thing is the biggest fairy tale I've ever seen.
The Don and Mike Show.
Rich with the aroma of love. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up with your voice?
I'll be honest with you. Can you turn that damn music
playing
down?
Playing your theme, the Love Machine.
You have to understand, I've been traipsing across one side of New Hampshire to the other side. I've been from Nashua, Keene, Manchester. It's very frustrating. We even made a wrong turn and ended up in Montpelier, Vermont. It's
you bang women in Vermont as well.
I wish you would have the dignity, sir. Dear, could you just hold off from plunging right into my sexual escapades for one solitary year? You have the patience of a field mouse with a piece of cheese sitting right in front of him. I'm just very happy for Hillary. Very happy that she was able to pull that victory off. And I've done my little part.
How did you make that happen,
well,
sir?
Here's the important thing and the distinction, Don, that I'd really like to draw. And I hope we can approach this with a degree, if you understand what I'm saying. A degree of subtlety.
Something stinks in here.
That's the smell of sex is what it is.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Of course it is. Mm-hmm. No, first, may I say congratulations to my wife, who scored a great upset victory. My pipes are, they're rough to start with, but they're a little rougher now because I've been speaking from one end of the state to the other. And I've adopted a philosophy of how I'm going to campaign for Hillary that proved successful in the great state of New Hampshire. And I think it's going to prove successful in the rest of the country.
Yeah.
And that philosophy, and especially when it pertains to the people that came out, women voters.
Women, right.
And voted for Hillary in droves. I'm going to approach this election one voter at a time.
Mm-hmm. How many
one
women?
One voter at a time.
How many women did you bang?
There were 100,000 or more votes cast for Hillary.
I saw that.
Ooh. And I would say I have probably contributed personally to at least one-third of those votes.
At least 30,000.
Now, I'm not talking about...
It's not all sex, right?
It's not all sex.
Is petting?
It's a degree of... It can be a look. It can be a slight glance. It can be the touch of a hand. It can be a lot of things. And, of course, with there are younger voters, it can be a little bit more significant than that. And I find that you really have to get down to grassroots politicking when you're supporting the candidate and you are not the candidate, you know what I mean.
I do.
I read that Hillary scored incredible numbers with women over 50.
And yes, she did.
My question to you, sir, is how many of those accounts did you personally have to service?
Oh, now you're doing
And it. How many did you just do with just that way you look or talking?
May I first say this, and I'll answer your questions best I can. You ask difficult ones. You always have. But I'm going to say that one of the things I enjoy, I really do enjoy getting out on the stump. And being out on the stump allows me to look into people's eyes and service the constituency that is just waiting for a reason to go to the polling place. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
How many times was there penetration, sir?
Oh, I can't count. You know, you're asking for specific numbers. What you're asking for, have I explained to you the grueling 6-day schedule of a candidate and what's required of me as far as traveling? You know, now it's off to Michigan where we're going to do the exact same thing there. And then, of course, we've got the primaries in South Carolina. We have to traverse this great land of ours, and I can't give you specific answers regarding penetration, petting, and all the things you're looking for, Don Geronimo. What I can do is I can tell you that I do believe she is going to win an overwhelming victory, be the nominee, and the next president of the United States.
Let me ask you this then, sir. And I think it's...
Oh, I am exhausted.
I think it's outstanding you do this for your wife.
And it's very important to hydrate. I should point that out to you. Make sure you drink your water. It is very important to do that.
What was the worst experience you had while swaying votes for your wife with a woman?
I'm terribly sorry. I've just gotten a note from Rob Spiewak, one of my aides.
Yeah.
Don't say that word.
And just understand this. He wants me to tell you that now I no longer refer to the state as it's commonly known. I refer to the state as New Hampshire. That is what I do refer to the state. I'm sorry. Shecky Spiewak threw that in front of me, and I lost. What was your question again?
The most hideous.
Don't do that to me again.
The most hideous creature that you had to be
oh,
with.
Oh, I've got that for you. Really? That's a no-brainer. Okay. We were in the small town of Nashua. Nashua, snow on the ground, and there was this corn-fed heifer of a woman who had to go at least 360. Now, you're going to say that's not a lot, but she was approximately 4'10" and a half.
That's a lot.
And she was like really an unbelievable glacial snowball, you know, with ears and a mouth. And I swear to God, I said, you know, I said, look at that beast. And one of my campaign helpers said to me, that is the Democratic Party chairman for the local town council. And I said, oh, my God. Well, how many votes can she deliver? And the aide looked at me and said, I do believe that she is so powerful in this particular neck of the woods in New Hampshire, she could probably bring out 1,000 or 1,200 votes. Wow. I said, you're kidding me. He said, go to town, Bubba. And, you know the old adage of rolling in flour?
Yeah.
Good Lord. It wasn't necessary.
May I ask you?
I followed my nose. That's all I had to do.
Is it true that you have a sprained tongue?
Yes. Well, it's not a sprained tongue. I don't think that the musculature of the tongue, which I've studied, is so structured that it could be sprained. But I will say there is a soreness and a rawness in several parts of my body. I have a broken finger also.
Wow.
This finger, the second from the pinky.
Your stinky pinky finger.
It is broken, I believe, or badly sprained.
Is it trapped somewhere?
Well, at one point, it was a question of, we do a lot of coffees for the ladies where you go into a local diner, you go into a town hall, and you sit down, and I sit with the people, and I sit in a round table. And occasionally, if I'm very clever, I'll be next to the most powerful people in the room.
As always.
And I will gently slide my hand down there, you know, where the sun doesn't shine, just to see what happens. Now, if I meet with immediate resistance, I'll say, oh, excuse me, I thought that was my own thigh. But if I meet with no resistance, I'll know, and I've always known, that they want it badly. They want it badly for me, as old as I am. That's great.
How come you didn't do for Hillary in Iowa what you did for her in New Hampshire?
Well, unfortunately, Iowa is a much wider state as far as, you know, covering ground. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, I realize New Hampshire is rural, but you do have pockets of population. Pockets of population that exist in New Hampshire where you can go from a little hamlet to little hamlet.
I'm no political guy. I watched CNN last night. They said that there was some special weapon that they didn't use in Iowa that they're going to pull out for New Hampshire.
Yeah, well, we pulled it out in New Hampshire, and I plan on pulling it out in Michigan as well. I do believe in the great state of Michigan, which and I seem to thrive in the colder temperatures. You know, we'll see how I do down in Florida, but I've never been one of those Hawaiian shirt kind of boys, if you know what I mean. I don't look good.
You're a golf shirt guy.
I'm a golf shirt guy, and I just don't think that I have that Jimmy Buffett style about me. But you get me into Lincoln Log Cabin land, you know, where I can be there with the smoke curling up and, you know, a warm fireplace, and I can sit there and look these women in the eye. There's a lovely, lovely, dear, dear lady that walked up to me in a certain part of New Hampshire. They all run together, and she looked at me and she said, Mr. President, and I do appreciate it when they refer to me as that, which is the proper way to speak to me. You know, you call me slick or whatever you, but I should be referred to, let me tell you something, you should refer to me as Mr. President.
That's correct.
Do you understand that?
Let me ask you something.
You're giggling at me, but I'm telling you, that's the way you should refer to me,
Mr. President.
Mr. President. Thank you.
Mr. President.
Let me get back to my story, please. A 67-year-old woman walks up and she says, I'm 67 years old, Mr. President.
You're ready to be on a Smucker's job.
And I said, you do not the standard line. I said, you don't look a day over 30. You look lovely. She said, well, I perform like I'm 25. Ooh. And within 15 minutes, we were in her car in the back seat of her Oldsmobile Buick doing the nasty like you would not believe. I didn't even have time to get a condom out. It was amazing to me. But then again, I didn't really worry about that, for pregnancy purposes. But I do.
What about STDs?
I do fear disease. Yeah, I really do. There is nothing worse. I remember George Stephanopoulos and I one night at a pool hall on the campaign trail. We had one too many Budweisers, and in the morning we didn't know what hole was where. It was very difficult.
Wow. What about
my voice is definitely toast.
Mr. President.
Yes, I'm sitting here listening to you.
What will you do to secure more male voters for Hillary?
Well, I've always expressed this to my male friends. And
I find you to be handsome.
I understand that.
I've got no problem saying that. Men want to be like you, and women want to be with you.
Well, I'm going on that. And the thing I'm going to do, and I commit this to every single individual man that I see on the campaign trail, I will tell you at least 3 to 4 good sex stories if I come across your path. And that has worked for me. It worked for me in New Hampshire. We did get some of the vote out with the men. But not only will I be furrowing the fields, plowing the fields, I will be sharing with all the men across America detailed, sordid sexual escapade stories that they will be able to take back to their buddies in their bowling leagues,
for instance,
their softball teams.
Let me just say that I'm a voter in, let's say, Michigan.
Yeah.
And I shake your hand and I say, Mr. President.
Oh, I have a way of doing it. We could walk through it right now. This is the way it would happen.
I'm a man. Can I just ask a question, though?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Said, Mr. President, you tell me about anything I want?
Anything you want.
What was it like when you banged Lynn Cheney?
Lynn Cheney was bad, in a word. It was not good. As a matter of fact, there's nothing memorable that I can tell you about it because I requested. She was very, very into me. And I was not into her. Oh. And I immediately requested, listen, and this is what I do. Here's a little secret, all right? I'll share this one with you.
Okay.
When Bill does not really want to be with a woman,
yeah,
he immediately tells her to do an about face. You know what I'm talking about?
I see.
I'm not going to look her in the eye if I'm banging her and I don't want to be. I can do it. I can get the job done.
I understand.
I'm capable of getting it done. But what I will request is respectfully they turn and face south. I'll say, turn and face the sun.
Now you're not a backdoor man.
No, not that way. No. I'm specifically saying we do it in that way. You know, the way the cave dwellers
used to.
You don't
have to see their face.
You remember the Quest for Fire movie?
So, yes, absolutely.
That's the way we do it. And with Lynn Cheney, it was immediately, I said, you know something, I really prefer this position. And usually they go along with it.
See, now, if I'm a man in Michigan, I've wondered what it must be like, because I know you've made love to everyone in Washington, D.C., regardless of their party.
Second ladies, yes. I've every Vice President Tipper, Dunn Tipper, Mrs. Quayle, many of the second ladies. Yeah, I've had particularly good luck at state dinners with second ladies.
How about Nancy Reagan? How is she?
Nancy Reagan, unattainable.
Yeah.
I have to say that, unattainable. I was not able to climb that little mountain. Aren't you surprised at that? But, you know, as far as members of my cabinet, Janet Reno, Madeleine Albright, all of them.
Talking about climbing a mountain.
Sometimes more than one woman at a time after a cabinet meeting. You know, there are secret nooks and crannies of the White House rooms that you can go into and have total unabashed privacy for a good 20 minutes or so before they're looking for POTUS. And when Secret Service looks for POTUS, the
President
jig is up.
President of the United States. POTUS,
yes,
I got it.
Right. Absolutely. Jackie O, as recently as 2 years ago. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Did you have a shovel?
No, she was still kicking.
Oh, 2 years ago.
Yes, sir. Right. Age is not, look, age is a state of mind. I've always thought that, but I do believe.
What about Rosalynn Carter?
Rosalynn Carter is a yes. That's a big yes.
You did that.
I did. I am doing
that.
What
about Libby Dole?
Libby Dole? No. Unfortunately, Libby Dole is a little bit frigid with me, and, you know, there was too much competitiveness with her husband. I'd love to have the opportunity.
Huh.
There is nothing. Can I say this? There is nothing sexier than a female politician or a woman of power. A woman of great power arouses your former president like you would not
believe. What about your wife? Your wife is possibly the most powerful woman in the world right now.
Well, isn't she?
When's the last time you gave her the high hard one?
Now you're asking me a difficult question that I'm not prepared to answer.
Which would you rather do?
Oh,
have your wife go to Pakistan.
I'd rather do Meredith Vieira, like you were talking on the show before.
Would you rather have your wife go to Pakistan and stand up in the window of a Range Rover and
wave? You mean like Bhutto did?
Would you rather have your wife do that through a skyroof, or would you rather make love to her?
That's a delicate question, because I have to say I'm pulling for Hillary. I'm out on the campaign trail for Hillary each and every day. I'm supporting Hillary.
Which would you rather do, make love to your wife or have her go to Pakistan?
Are you asking me that if I'd rather have her, you know, making love to her or not to be here? Is that the question?
Yes.
Let me tell you something. I would never want to see her go.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. That is wrong. What you're saying is wrong. That is the biggest bunch of baloney that I've ever heard. That is not acceptable. I am not going to even deal with that question. I'm offended by it. I don't think you should have asked it.
Will we answer it,
though? I'm mad at you.
Answer it, though.
Yes.
Answer it.
The answer is yes.
You
put the question where you want it.
You would back it.
How do you like that one? I've done that before, too. I'm the great Slick Willie. I can pull anything, all right? I will give you your answer. You ask me a question, and the answer is yes. Now, you go back and figure out what part I said yes to. That's the game we'll play. It's like political Scrabble, isn't it?
So you might have said yes to her going to Pakistan and maybe a little bang bang, or you might have said yes to
the other answer.
A little bang bang in the
bed. I might have, but you don't know for sure, and neither do your listeners.
When's the last time you were with Hillary?
We were on the campaign bus a couple.
You know what I mean. You know what I mean. In and out. Come on.
You mean the way I should be?
Last time.
You mean me, myself, personally?
Yeah, not one of your aides.
Not one of my toys? I've done that before and pretended it was me.
Not really. One of your dildos.
Oh, you are so hot. She closes her eyes.
The last time you were actually with Hillary Clinton?
I believe it was November.
That's not bad.
Of 1970.
Oh, see, that's bad. Now, come on.
I don't remember.
You have given her the high hard one since
I'll give you an answer you can take to the bank.
What's that?
We are far too busy for such activities. I have to save all of my sexual frustration and energy and direct it towards people that are going to bring out the vote for Hillary or vote personally for Hillary. If I was to spend all my time climbing on Hillary, there wouldn't be any point of doing this, would there? Mm-hmm. We're talking about the next president of the United States.
Doesn't she have needs?
No. Her need is for the country. Her need is for this country to be strong.
My
need is for her to get elected. I'm not doing this for my own personal gratification.
You don't want a woman with her finger on the button who's not getting laid.
All I remember is the last time we had any petting or any kind of activity, we were watching Cheers.
Oh, my.
I think that's the show we were watching.
With Shelley Long or with Kirstie Alley?
It was with Shelley Long.
Oh,
it was a long time ago. And prior to that, the time before that, we were watching Green Acres. It was a very long time ago. But it doesn't mean I don't love her any less. I love her and I want her to be president. Sure. I really do, because if she's president, she will be sorely busy.
Very busy.
All the time. And I will be looking forward to my ultimate goal in my post-presidency service to the United States of America.
Yes, sir.
I am lobbying right now. If Hillary becomes president, I would like to be ambassador to Thailand.
You want to travel to Thailand?
With a satellite office in Bangkok.
Bangkok.
One night in Bangkok and the world's your oyster. That's what I'd like to do. I believe I can help middle Asian relations. I really can.
How many women do you think you're going to have to influence to help your wife become president?
Hundreds of thousands.
Wow.
With looks, with touches, with warm embraces, with kisses, and perhaps with intercourse, if it's necessary. And if I see somebody on the campaign trail that I think's a real heavy hitter, I can rally. I'm just like a star. You know, they call me the rock star on the campaign trail, but I really am.
Have you gotten to Huckabee's wife yet?
I haven't had a chance. No, I haven't got a good look at her. How
about Giuliani's wife?
Oh, yeah. Which one? There. One or two?
Hey, what about
y'all are funny.
Kucinich's wife, right?
You're all over that. Yeah, I call her Big Red.
What about McCain's wife?
Oh, no. Man, I've
never been there?
No, she said, "You're a pig." That's what she said to me.
You're a pig.
I was walking up there, and I said, you know what?
You took that from her?
I said to her, I said quietly, I said, I really respect what's going on in this campaign, and we can encourage respectful dialogue. And then she said, get your hand off of my knee, piggy.
Huh.
What about Mr. Piggy.
What about John Edwards' wife?
I don't care for John's fat better half.
Oh, dear.
No, doesn't, not my cup of tea. You know, not unless it's real necessary. I'm not going to get a vote out of her, so there's really no point. You know, usually my sexual escapades are not only for personal gratification, but they're also used to, you know, wield power and influence votes.
Hey,
what
about
what,
what about Romney's wife?
Mitt's wife?
Mitt Romney's wife. She's not a bad-looking woman.
You know, maybe you've got a thought there. You're mentioning several of the Republican candidates.
I just think that's a way of, like, you know, getting over the enemy lines.
While I've been out of office, perhaps I can influence the other side. But, you know, at this point, they're not really a factor. Once they have their nominee, perhaps I will pursue that. You know, it's very easy because I say I'm the president of the United States. How are you? Hello, dear.
I got to ask you.
Can I touch your fingernails?
The one question.
Can I massage your cuticles?
Have you had a strategy meeting yet inside the Clinton bunker to say, if it comes down to Barack Obama and your wife, are you going to make the moves on Mrs. Barack Obama?
I will do whatever it takes to make sure this country has the finest president. And at this particular time, I believe that is going to be my wife, Hillary.
Have you made the moves on her yet?
Well, of course, you know that Bubba does love the brown sugar. I surely have
her name,
in the past.
Her name is Amorosa, I believe. Amorosa Baraka.
I'm very, very excited about that potential. We'll just see what happens. You know, I can't do everybody at every time.
No.
I really can't, but I'm excited about the campaign. And I just don't want to see these lies and malicious statements sent around the country. They're not productive and they're not helpful. But I am looking forward to Michigan. I'm doing Flint, Detroit, Lansing. I'm going to be lancing some very interesting subjects when I get there. You know, it's car town. You know, they used to be the captains of industry. They used to build all of our automobiles, and a lot of the plants have shut down. So what you have really are a series of barmaids and strippers that that I'll be looking forward to pressing the flesh with.
Potential votes.
But they are female voters, so I'm very excited about that.
Sure.
I'll be going into auto parts stores, ice cream parlors, and places where women really want to come out and see Bubba.
And last thing, do you have any photographs?
I have photographs?
I know we're not working in a visual medium, but just you and me, you always have some Polaroids with you.
The answer would be yes. I have digital photographs that I will email you privately that you can keep for your private collection. Of course, as all of my photographs, none of them have my face in them.
Right.
They are all body shots.
I definitely know you already. I've seen you so many times naked. If it was a sausage party.
Have you seen the latest Joey Buttafuoco pornography? Mine's better.
It's got to be.
I am much better looking than he is.
I
could do a porno. You know, you don't always have to finish, if you know what I mean. That's you can right. fake finishing. I do that all the time.
Really? What if it was somebody looked like Amy Winehouse and you had to do that to get a vote for your wife?
Absolutely. Skinny, fat, tall, short. Doesn't matter to me. Oh, yes. Hi. I'm former President Bill Clinton, ambassador to Thailand. Yes, sir. Let's go on a tour.
Would you do a threesome with Amy Winehouse and her crazy husband?
No, I don't like to get involved with men. I believe this song was recorded by Murray Head. Isn't this Murray Head?
This is Murray Head. That's right, Mike.
It's a nice jam.
Mr. Clinton.
One night in Bangkok. I'm your very nice new ambassador. I'll be able to hide.
One night in Bangkok makes the heart man.
Oh, that is making my nipples erect just to hear it.
Wow.
All right, BOTUS.
Oh, very, very. BOTUS has to take a powder right now. I got to get out to the airport. It's Michigan time. Yes, sirree. I'm on Central time. Is that Central or Eastern?
It is Central.
I forgot.
Central
time. Thank you, Buzz Burbank,
one
of my biggest supporters and one of
my
proteges. He does a very nice job himself.
Oh, you know what? He's like one of Santa's helpers, right?
That's right.
If you need any help on the trail, let me know, please.
I was calling him Dog the Bounty Hunter for years before, and we weren't talking about convicted felons either. Dog the Bounty Hunter. Yeah, I used to call him when he was doing his news, when you were at your old place.
Over in Fairfax?
Yeah, and I'd say, hey, Buzz, you want to go hunt dogs tonight?
And I knew what he meant.
Hell, he knew exactly what he meant.
Like Buzz like your wingman?
Yeah, we'd go out and hunt dogs. Fat dogs. Big fat dogs. Remember our password, Buzz? Don't break the seal. Don't break the seal.
Some great times.
Good times. Sun of your days, Buzz. All right. Don, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you,
My
Bill.
Best to you, Joe Hardinger, your phone screener, your Nazi partner back there. You take care, fat boy.
We shall.
Don't let your spaghetti loaf. Take care. I love you all. Goodbye.
Thank you, dear.
Just love clenched it. His teeth there at the end.
Love
it when he visits. I don't know why he has to call us dear.
Dear.
He gives a little at
How
the
are you,
end.
Dear?
How are you? Oh, we didn't get a chance to smell his fingers.
Sure we do.
Here you are. One hand for you, one hand for me.
Wow.
How about that?
That smells stinky.
Looks like I've been planting lettuce, doesn't
Thank
it?
Thank you, dear.
Take care, dear. How are you? Wow.
Smell of victory.
POTUS's fingers.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.